Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio. Welcome to another podcast here on confidenceandjoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. It's Wednesday morning, September the 8th, 2010. You know, last weekend, I was thinking about something that I've known for a long, long time. But just knowing something doesn't do you much good unless you put it into practice, right? So I needed to kind of regroup and do what I have known. Now let me explain. You ever heard the phrase, what the mind can conceive and believe it can achieve? Now that's a quote from Napoleon Hill, but it's very true. God designed our minds for success. He wants to be involved in our lives and help us. He wants to direct our paths and light up our steps so that we do have the desires of our heart. But the biggest obstacle has been and always will be our own mind. Now, I've known for a very long time that it's important to have a very clear picture of where you desire to go in life or where you desire to be in your life. A very clear, concise picture. Well, to just have desires like, I want to have lots of money, or I want to be happy, or I want to have more time. You see, those are vague, and they don't present a clear enough picture for your mind to work on. Now, for me, for almost 2 years now, it's been very interesting, a very interesting transition from being let go from my steady job after 17 years and doing various things to provide an income. And it hit me the other day that I am not clearly focused on where I desire my life to be. Now, perhaps it's been the distraction of regrouping and new adjustments that I've had to make, the many hours that I'm working at different jobs, I don't know, but it doesn't matter. I just know that if there's no clear destination in your mind, then your mind does not know where you're supposed to be going. And not only does not having a clear destination waste a lot of your mental ability to move in that direction, it makes your prayer life a little bit vague too. And so I have regrouped. I have put into writing exactly what it is that I desire for my life. I mean, write it down. I've spent some time talking things over with Kathy so that the both of us, so that we're like-minded on what we desire and where we want our lives to go and what we want to do. And I've written it down. That's a big key too. Write it down. Because then you can read it every day if you want to, or there's just something about writing things down. And again, you see, it's much more than a dollar amount. Oh Lord, I want to earn so much a year. Well, that's fine, but what's the bigger picture in clear, precise, visible terms? I've written down where I want to live, what kind of house I want to live in. I've written down what I desire for my income and where I'd like that income to come from. I have written down what I desire to do with my life. Now, I hope this isn't too vague, but, you know, after all, my dream is my dream and your dream is your dream. But here's the point. Take some time and write down where you want your life to be and be very clear and precise. You see, you've got to be able to see it clearly in your mind. There are some who say that it's even better if you can feel it. You know, once you arrive, how will you feel when you get up in the morning? How will you feel when you go over and answer the phone? Get the point? And by the way, if you haven't listened to Monday's podcast, Do Affirmations Work? Take a few minutes and listen to it because I think that'll be helpful for you as well. Now, one more very important thing. I'm not going to abandon my goals and dreams just because the economy is in such a lousy state. I've heard the predictions that most think that things are going to get worse before they get better. But I refuse, even in the face of those facts as they are, I refuse to give up on my dreams. Do you know why? Well, because God is bigger than any economic problem. Because my God loves me and wants to bless my life. Because the promises of God are still true. Because my God is a faithful God and a loving Father. And the Bible still says that nothing can separate me from His love. So, if your dreams or goals are a little vague and need a fresh coat of paint, take the time and get clear and detailed and write it down. Then pray and ask God to help you to get there and keep that picture clear in your mind day after day. Well, that's it for this podcast. You have a comment? If you do, type it in down below. We'd like to hear what's on your mind. And remember, if you're a subscriber to this blog, well, you don't have to check and see if I've posted something new or bookmarked the site, because you'll get notified personally every time something new is posted. And it doesn't cost you anything to subscribe to this blog. It's free. And for those who do decide to subscribe to this blog, I'll give you a free lifetime membership to my site, Enriching Your Life Now. There's a link with some information down below. Thanks again for listening, and until next time, this is Mike Verdicchio. Have a great day.